In this week's episode, we're going to be giving away a special EuroLeague themed prize. So listen up. At one point, one of the three of us is going to ask you a special question. The first person to answer correctly in the comment section is going to win that prize. So stay on your toes.
You dropped TJ shorts, the ace on your sleeve, and you dumped him. And you were all over me because I dumped Lena Dimitrievich last week.
How ungrateful I am.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
This is a message for Sasha Vazenko. If you're watching, and I know you're watching because I know you're
sorry,
watching.
Sorry, Sasha, sorry.
Welcome back to the EuroLeague Fantasy Challenge podcast, where we continue our weekly quest to build and help you build the ultimate lineup. I am Frankie Sachs, and I'm joined by Javier Cancedo and Vasiliki Karamuza. While I crashed and burned last week, Vasiliki was the champion of a 3-0. She was the round two expert with nearly 140 points. How did you do it, Vasiliki?
I don't know. I would say luck, but maybe some good choices. I was harshly criticized about the fact that I dropped Nena Dimitrievich out of my team, but it worked out okay for this round. So maybe you need to be a little more careful with what you say to me when I make my choices.
I think we all learned our lesson about mocking you.
Yeah, but it wasn't me that worked out pretty well last week. It was the winner of our EuroLeague Fantasy Podcast Private League, and it's a Greek guy, so congratulations to him. His name is Yorgos Tsakouras, I'm not right sure. So George, come in the section below for the comments and tell us which is the right one. He got 189.2 credits, and he was the winner for this round. Remember, there is still plenty of time for you to join our private league. So here's the code right here on the screen. So you can join, get the prize next week, and get a shout out from us to the next episode. So don't miss this opportunity.
Guys, I have some news for you. Well, first of all, this. How do you like it? It's the new studio, the yearly studio.
It looks fantastic, and you look fantastic.
Oh, thank you very much. I didn't expect that. And well, I'll get criticized in a second, so it's good to have some night words in the beginning. Well, the other thing is that, of course, it's the first double run of the week, of the EuroLeague season. So we're going to have games pretty much every day, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. In my opinion, there's a game that is critical for fantasy because it's the only one that actually makes you fix things in round three, which is Barça-Monaco. It's the only game played on Wednesday. If you want to make changes in your team in between round three, that's the only choice. And maybe we should have players from that game, right?
Yeah, that is the Band-Aid game, basically. You need to go all in with your best six players from turn one and then have somebody available or as many players available from the turn two game of those two teams. So yeah, the wise players will be making picks. I say that, of course, as not having made very wise picks last week, but strategically, you want to make sure that you have Band-Aids for your turn one mistakes and can only come from those two teams.
Only a few minutes into this episode and I'm already feeling bad about my choices for this week because I only have one player and it's a backup player from the game that will be played on Wednesday because the other eight games is on Tuesday. So all the other players I have is from this turn. So I'm already feeling bad. Thanks, guys.
You don't have to feel too bad. I just want to say that that personally, I find these are two teams that are a little bit difficult to trust their stars to be consistent on a weekly basis. So I also don't have the biggest players there. I say that with the exception of Mike James, who's still coming back from an injury and is not yet to his MVP self. But the rest of it, the addition of Jordan Lloyd suddenly after two rounds, how will that affect the Monaco backcourt? Barcelona is always a team where you can't necessarily say that this guy is gonna be a star this week. So it's a bit tricky. Yet this is what the basketball gods gave us this week. This is what we have to choose from. And if you wanna have a second chance, it can only be from that game. Javi, I think you're about to disagree with me though.
Yeah, well, I mean, I wrote the EuroLeague Fantasy Tips article for EuroLeague Net today, and I recommended Mike James just because of this, because I think he's the best player available in that game, and the one that you can actually pick as captain if you have a bad day in turn one. But I didn't buy him. So why? Because I have problems in my team. I mean, I had Asbel won last week and I had two players with negative score. And I just can't afford Mike James right now. I wish, but I can't. I went in another direction. I had to sell two of my stars shape things up. But right now my team is in trouble and I'm trying to, well, rescue it for the double week and see how it looks at the end of the round. You mentioned Maccabi, Frankie, and I want to start with Vasiliki. Radhaz Jokubaitis got injured, Jordan Lloyd left, Savin Lee arrived, Tamir Blatt and John DiBartolomeo stayed. That's the more or less the situation of the backcourt there. What do you think?
I have Blatt on my team still. He didn't play that good in the previous game as he did in round one where he was the MVP. But with all these changes, with Jordan Lloyd leaving and Radhaz Jokubaitis being injured, I think he's going to play significantly in heavy minutes this week. So he's still on my team. He's still a good option. He costs only 8.1 credits. He has upped his price, but 1.1 credit. So he's still on my team.
Even though he didn't play great last week, he still got the minutes. He still had a lot of assists. He still has that role. And the most important thing is you're looking for the role and the opportunity. The perfect fantasy equation is when role meets talent. And right now, Blatt has that role, and we've seen him capitalize on the talent, and he has the coach. The coach believes him. What will be interesting will be, first of all, as of recording, there's no price yet. Savin Lee is not yet in the game. He hasn't been formally registered, but he will probably be playing in their game. So we have to see, what price will be. And what you do know is often you can say, oh, let's wait and see with the player. If the price is not so high, I might just jump on Savin Lee, who's obviously talented. And there's a role there for him just because, as Javi said, two players are out. Lloyd permanently, Jokubaitis with an injury. Someone's got to play guard. So Lee could be right. I'm not sure what that price is. Javi, what price would you take Lee at?
I would say 12 or under. I'll take it for sure because he's going to play. He's scoring a lot of points in other competitions that he played well so far this season. And I also like the fact that Maccabi plays back-to-back home games. Well, home games, but they don't have to travel. Same with Partizan. Partizan plays first in Beograd Arena, then they play in Pionier in Aleksandar Nikolic Hall. So they don't have to travel. Alba and Barca also play at home both games. So for round four, well, sleeping in your own bed, going to practice every day, same, I mean, without having to travel, that could be interesting. Alba plays as well in round three, and I have my team full of Alba players. I think this is going to be a good week for Alba. That's it.
I love to be able to catch Javi in a mistake, so I'm going to do it now. Barcelona plays round four against Zvezda in Belgrade. So they're not playing two games at home.
Okay, well, anyway, I only have Abrines just because of this turn two thing. I want to have at least one choice on Wednesday just in case something goes wrong, because it probably will. I mean, last week when I saw that Zvezda won, I was so happy. And I was like, okay, let's see how Lovrenia and the Adi did. And they had negative scores. I was like, come on, guys. I mean, what happened? By the way, Nils Sacco in as well. Really, really good game for him. One of the leaders in PIR, Vasiliki, he's under 10 credits. What do you think?
Yeah, she's definitely a good option. And I've been impressed with Asvel so far. They lost the first game, but they gave a pretty good fight to Virtus. They won round two. Now they're playing against Alba, so they also have an opportunity to win this time. Nils Sacco was a big surprise. He won the MVP award alongside with the one and only Sasha Vezenkov, of course. But there are other cool options from Asvel too, down the road, like Theo Maledon. Some of you got him on his team, if I'm not wrong.
It's interesting you brought up all those names, because center, I think, has been the trickiest position so far this season. Some of the players that Javi mentioned, he didn't mention Tavares, who was the biggest letdown, I think, in the league as far as points per credits last week. He did mention Lavorne. When you're the most of the expensive centers, there hasn't been, let's say, consistency. There's been players who I didn't expect to be consistent who have been great, and then some of the players you expected to be consistent, and you thought you know what you have, you don't have. The center has been very tricky, and I think if you look at the teams that have done the best, they have guys like Tyreek Jones, who there were still some questions about what exactly would his role be. Dan Oturu, who some people thought that Poirier would have a bigger role, but Oturu has played really well. On the other hand, guard has been a position where there's just a ton of value. Vasiliki, you mentioned Theo Maledon, who was a player who I really wanted to pick up this week, but my backcourt was strong enough that I didn't want to drop Blatt. I didn't want to drop Martin Hermansen. I didn't want to drop Cordinier. so that I couldn't get Maldana. I think that what's separating the great teams from the weaker teams right now is getting it right with center. Obviously, I got it wrong.
I didn't get it great either. I made some changes with my center. Initially, I wanted to get Oturu, but I couldn't make the math because I wanted to have a strong backward as well, because I made a change there too. So I end up getting Hrsk Magi from Alba. He has been playing really great. This is their first option for the center. He plays a lot. He gets the job done, and he's super cheap at this point. He costs 9.1 credits. Under 10, so it's perfect.
I have to tell you a funny story about Bezenkov, if you allow me, which is everybody knows that Bezenkov is a big fantasy challenge player. He talks about himself as Sasha, because I told him, it's okay, it's you. You can talk about me. No. It's a character in the game. It's not me. It's just a fantasy thing, you know? And he talks about himself as Sasha. He texted me and said, I picked up Sasha for round 2. And I was like, ah, you didn't have Sasha for round 1? He's like, no.
But that's MVP, why he didn't play so well. That's why he didn't play so well in the first round, because he didn't even choose him.
No.
That's right. That's the scoop. That's the scoop. We all need to know when Sasha picks himself.
Come on. Don't get Sasha into trouble. He's a great guy. And I guess that, he saw himself in good shape and in good motion. And I think he's going to be in his own team for a long time. I mean, he's... He was MVP of the round. I mean, he was right. So he knows how to play. Eh? He's a very, very good player. Hopefully, he'll be with us soon. Let's see. Anyway, should we talk about our teams? What do you think?
I wanted to hear that girl right here.
Yeah.
For my team this week, as I already said, I dropped Hasiel Ribeiro to get Hrsk Magi as my new starting center. I also dropped Luavuka Baró to get Bonzi Colson from Fenerbahce. He had a really strong game last week, and now Fenerbahce is playing against Fenerbahce Zvezda. They're still looking in the market for a forward. So I think maybe that's a good choice for round 3. I also dropped Sylvain Francisco. He wasn't great, but he did the job for me last week. So now I'm getting Kendrick Nunn. He's been really hot lately. He had a great game in Oaka, the first home game for Panathinaikos this season. And he was also the MVP for the Greens in the domestic league game. He had 27 points. And he was the main reason that Panathinaikos managed to get that away win against PAOK. So I think he's in a really good shape, and he had to be in my team since I couldn't get Mike James. I'm really looking forward to the first time we get unlimited changes, so I can find a way to get Mike on my team finally, because it really hurts me that I don't have him. Lastly, I did a change that I'm not very comfortable about, and I know it might cost me, but I couldn't get the other guides if I didn't do this. So I dropped Ante Zizic and I got Ndiaye from Baskonia, not from Real, which is probably going to be a zero in my scoreboard, because he's probably not going to play. He hasn't played so far, but essentially I'm going with 9 players this week. So I think that's a bold move. I hope it pays off. I'm not very sure though. Thoughts?
I don't like it. If Kumaji doesn't play well, the center position is really weak, my opinion. But then Kumaji could do 25, and then you're great. The problem with this round 3 is that having only one game on Wednesday, you really have to be smart and ace everybody and make sure that everybody in your team delivers. And there are going to be a lot of low scores, I think, because of that. If somebody gets negative and is a popular player, a lot of teams will go down to under 100 credits for sure. My trades. I traded TA Shorts. I think he's going to be a superb fantasy player all season long, but like, playing against Panathinaikos with Jai and Grant all over him, that's going to be difficult. So I got Theo Maledon instead. Frankie mentioned, and you mentioned, Babziliki also, that he's going to be... Well, he's playing really well. He's doing a little bit of everything. Rebounds, assists. I like the... He's going to the line a lot. He's been, fantasy-wise, he's been very productive. And they play Alba, so they could get their first road win. So I'm going for Theo Maledon. Like I said, I bought Alex Sabrines instead of Ndiaye off a spell, just because I need a backup situation. I mean, a backup player, at least, for round 2. Abrines should play well against Monaco. He's a great three-point shooter playing at home. Everything clicks for him. I traded Nikola Mirotic for Sasha Bezenkov. They play against each other this week, in this round, at least, round three. I just think Bezenkov will play better than Mirotic. Maybe I'll be wrong. Last week it was like that. Both played really well. But I want to get Bezenkov. And then I traded Lovagne for Tyreek Jones, who has been a beast. And now with Jones and Oturu, I mean, I'm going to play both centers in my lineup. I will get to it. But right now, I'm really comfortable with my centers.
To create some money, and because I was a little bit burned from last week, I dropped Tavares and I picked up Mam Jaité from Monaco, who gives me that opportunity for a player, which, of course, with the strategy, it doesn't have to mean that Tavares, that my starting center, who's Moses Wright on turn one, will have a bad game. Somebody else could have a bad game, and I could put him in the sixth man role, but that just gives me that band-aid opportunity. I had to get Bezenkov. And I used the money I dropped from Tavares to get Bezenkov. And that forward position, I dropped Da Silva. I also, like Vasiliki, got rid of Luelu Caburo, who I was not down on him, but I had to make some moves and create some more money. And I got Richie from Milan, who at least temporarily has a bigger role both last week in the EuroLeague and domestically with Josh Nebo out. And with the changes at Monaco, I got rid of Matt Strazel, who I don't think is going to have the role that we expected. But I still wanted to have another player playing on Wednesday. And I got from Barcelona, Dario Brazzuola.
That's a nice move. He was the MVP for Barcelona last week against Alba. He can get hot anytime. But this round, I think the matchup is a bit more difficult. So I'm not sure how much he's going to play against Monaco. So
I'm confident because my centers looks better than your centers. So that's a first.
That's true. But you dropped DJ Short. He was the ace on your sleeve, and you dumped him. And you were all over me because I dumped Nina Dmitrijevic last week. And now you're dumping DJ Short.
Yeah. I dropped the two players that actually saved my team last week, Mirotic and DJ Short. So how ungrateful I am. It's horrible.
Yes. You should be ashamed of yourself.
They got more than half of my points, Shorts and Mirotic, and I'm selling both of them. Yeah, it's life. No regrets, guys. It's a long season. They'll come back to my team, and they know it. No worries.
So I'm starting my Moses Wright at center, who I thought about maybe did I want to move him. I have some questions, and center is, like I said, a tricky spot. I'm hoping that with Josh Nebo out and the inconsistency in the front court in Milan, that he will have a big role. Bezenkov is my turn one captain. And I'm going with the three guard lineup, so I can have four guards also with the sixth man. So I've got Blatt, I've got Hermansson, I've got Cordinier, and my final starter is Marinkovic from Partizan. And then on the bench, not going to play because they're also turning one. I have Ndai from Asvel, who did not drop, and Richie. And then I'm keeping Coach Ataman for the third week in a row. I do not think I will keep him. I do not think I will keep him beyond this week. I don't think it's worth the risk against Real Madrid in turn four. So I'll probably make that change on Thursday. And then I have on my bench at center, I have Jaité, and I have Brizuela. We spoke about them, who can. You know, if needed, I'm confident that I can put them in. And if I have a bad performance, many of my starting six.
I think I might make that bet on Coach Ataman around four because Real is not currently playing their best. And maybe Panathinaikos can take advantage of that. But if I screw up this weekend and need to make credits, he might be off and I might get a cheaper option there. So you can follow us all on X, formerly known as Twitter, to see what changes we will do for round four, because there won't be a second episode coming this week. It's only one. So for my current team, I have Christ Koumadji as the starting center. I have Sasa Vazekon, of course, forward, and Bonzi Colson. Kendrick Nunn and Eliza Bryant are my guards. I'm torn for the sixth guy. I'm between Vanya Marinkovic and Tamir Blatt. At this moment, I'm not sure which one will get that sixth spot because the sixth player is getting all their credits and the bench is only getting half. So, yeah, these two options there. I have Matt Strazel from Monaco. Even though with Elio Kobo rejoining the team, he might see his minutes reducing. not sure yet. I have Panagiotis Kalantzakis and I have Andy Ayer from Baskonia, which I already told I'm not very comfortable about, but life's hard sometimes. You have to make bold choices.
No wonder you're doing better than us. Elijah Bryant, great pickup. I have two guards, two forwards, two centers in the lineup, plus Coach Ataman. The centers, I already said, is Dan Oturu and Tyreek Jones, is the only two I have. Bezenkov and Marinkovic are going to start at forward with Gianni Wetzel and Abrines on the bench. Wetzel permanently on the bench and Abrines just in case. Tamir Blatt and Teo Maledon are going to start at guards and the two backup guards because they're playing turn one. They're not going to be substituted at Di Bartolomeo and Matisek. Matisek's not playing too much, but like I said, I also have kind of a nine-man choice, but he could have a good game. I mean, you never know. It's not like he's never playing. Sometimes he plays 20 minutes, sometimes he plays two. So we have to see what's going on. Team captain, I think we all agree on the same player, right?
No, I will surprise you.
Wow.
Yes, I need to diversify a little bit, not do what everybody else will do to maybe take advantage of that. So I have given my captain banner to Kendrick Nunn and not Sasa Vezenkov this week because, as you said, he's playing against Nikola Mirotic. So maybe this is not the best matchup for him. Defenses are adjusting to him, so sometimes he's not getting the ball as much as she wants. So maybe back-to-back MVPs is too much for this time of the year.
This is a message for Sasa Vezenkov. If you're watching, and I know you're watching because I know you're
sorry,
watching.
Sorry, Sasa, sorry.
If
I'm
you
sorry.
Come to the show, just remember this, please. We are loyal to you, Frankie and I. We have you as captain, and we love you. That's it.
No, don't create damage between me and Sasa.
Nah, it's okay. He's a cool guy. He'll understand. He knows the game, so he's not going to be mad at this. So that's the good thing about it. Anyway, anything before we go? Anything else?
No, just people need to follow us on X, formerly known as Twitter, to see what we will do for last-minute changes and what we will do for round four, because there won't be a second episode. And now is the time, I think, to ask that famous question that will get someone a really good prize.
The question is, which player has the bigger FPA? That's fantasy points average. Who has the best average in the league right now after two rounds? The winner will win. It's a very good prize. A EuroLeague TV subscription for the whole year. You can watch all EuroLeague, all EuroCup games. There's also a 24-hour channel rotating classic games.
I have an account and I, of course, watch it almost all week long. No, that's a wrap. Thank you, everybody, so much for being with us. And if you're still listening, for staying with us until the very end. As Vasiliki said, don't forget to hit the button to subscribe so you never miss an episode. We'll be back here next week when we should all be a little bit wiser after 18 more games in the Turkish Airlines EuroLeague. And we will see you then.